In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. We kind of missed a little part of the story of Samuel, and the reason why is we just heard it during the run-up for Christmas in the stories of the miraculous births that took place, which foreshadowed the incarnation of our Lord. In it, what happened was that Hannah, the mother of Samuel, after Samuel was weaned, about three years old, came and brought Samuel to Eli and said, I promised him to the Lord, and the Lord heard my cry and took away my infertility, and now I am fulfilling my vow and giving him to the Lord. So this is why Samuel was with Eli. He was part of a vow that his mother had made to the Lord, a Nazarite vow, which had dedicated him for his entire life to God. And so we hear the famous story of the young Samuel when he hears the word, God calling him, doesn't know what it is, goes to Eli. Eli says, kid, you're dreaming, go back to sleep. And does this a couple of times until Eli realizes, it's God who's calling him. And he teaches him to say, speak, Lord, your servant is listening. And then Samuel does listen, and he grows in wisdom as an accredited prophet of the Lord. Oftentimes people will say that too. They say, I wish God would tell me what to do. I wish God would call to me. But they leave out one step. They don't listen. How can you hear God's call if you don't listen to him? It's one of the problems with many people's prayer lives is it's just gimme, gimme, gimme. God, I've got a whole list here of stuff and things for you to do. Instead of, that's important stuff. Don't get me wrong. We should be able to, and we are able to ask God for the things that we need. But that's only part of prayer. We also need to, express our sorrow for our sins and to praise God, and also to listen to God, to say, speak, Lord, your servant is listening, and then do what? Actually listen. And then God will show us what he wants us to do. Maybe not on our timetable, but he will show us what we should do and what he desires of us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.